Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM. We're welcoming to our program today the Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, Judy West. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I hope you are. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, and we have a really timely topic today on Extension Today, and you've titled it Tiny Taste Total Big Calories Over Winter Holidays. That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it?
It does. It does tend to pack on extra calories sometimes, and they're just sneaking up on us through, you know, tasting foods all throughout the day. And it doesn't necessarily always come anyway from the large portions of high calorie foods. A lot of times it sneaks up on us and before we even get to the dinner table.
You know, when I was thinking about this before our interview, I came up with some things that happen to me on a regular basis, especially around holiday time, and some other folks too, I think. I hope it's okay if we go through this list, and maybe you can give me an idea of what happens to us when we do these little things that we think aren't a big deal, but how it winds up maybe winding up being a lot of calories for us.
Right. I can give you some approximate calories.
Okay. Here's something that I've seen all my life. I don't do a lot of cooking, but my mother, of course, and my wife, and it would start with, oops, I broke the cookie, taking it off the baking sheet. So maybe I'll just eat that half that didn't get all crumbled up. I deserve it for getting up so early to bake cookies before I have to head out to work. Makes sense, right? No big deal?
Yeah. And you deserve it. I mean, that's pretty big, getting up early and baking cookies. But
right?
Just eating that one half a cookie, Danny, is probably about 30 calories. But that's okay. That doesn't sound like a whole lot so far. So
30 calories, not bad. Okay.
No, so far.
Now, you're
okay.
You're gonna keep tabs on these calories, right?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Keeping tabs.
All right, good. How about this? Somebody brought holiday candy to work today, and boy, this happens all the time. So I'll just have a small piece of this peanut brittle because I do love it so much. Just a small piece, though.
Okay, well, that's about 80 calories.
Okay, then. All right, here's one that hits me all the time. It's mid-afternoon. Still haven't had lunch, so I got to go pick up a few things grocery store. I'm just going to swing through the fast food for a quick bite. And I get to the grocery store when I see these food samples. So I'll grab a little cracker, put some spread on it, and that'll just tide me over to lunch. What do you think?
That's probably going to be around 40 calories.
Really? For just a little cracker with some spread on it?
Yeah, probably around 40.
Oh, boy. Judy, I'm really not liking where this is going. Our guest is Judy West with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension, and we're talking about how these little tiny taste issues can add up to a lot of calories. I'm just going through some of the things that I know that I do, and I recognize that other people do as well. The fast food place, they're giving out a quarter cup samples, say, for special flavored holiday coffee, and you know a lot of those places do that. I just can't pass it up, and it's just a quarter cup. No biggie, right?
That'll probably be about 20 calories.
20 calories for a quarter cup. Wow.
For a quarter cup. Uh-huh. That'll be about 20, yes.
All right. So say it's a couple hours to go at work before I head to holiday dinner. Well, what do I need to do? I'm kind of hungry, so I'll just go to the break room, see if there's any goodies that have shown up. People are always bringing stuff in. And lo and behold, I find chocolate-covered cherries. Chocolate, I understand, is good for you, so no big deal. I'll just have one. One chocolate-covered cherry. What can it hurt?
All right. It'll probably be about 60 calories.
For one?
For one, right.
Oh, boy. Oh, my. I feel.
Are we having fun, Danny?
I feel myself gaining weight as we speak here. Well, let's see. It's a great dinner party, but maybe I shouldn't stand near the snack table before the meal starts. I'm now dipping my third chip, but it's really just my third chip, so that's
right.
Okay, right?
If that were maybe the only thing you'd done today, but that's another 75 calories.
Oh, my. This may be, of all the things I've mentioned so far, this may be the one that I do the worst at an event. I stand near the snack table because it's so easy. Yeah,
it is.
And, of course, they've got that delicious old-fashioned eggnog, but I'm going to be really tough. I'll just have half a cup of eggnog.
Okay, so that's going to add about 200 calories.
200?
Yes.
For half a cup.
Yes. Mm.
But it's so
An
good.
An old-fashioned eggnog, yes.
It is so good. And now we know why. Just a couple of tablespoons of candied sweet potatoes left. I don't want them to be thrown out, so might as well be me that enjoys them, right? Just a couple
right.
of tablespoons. Yeah. Yeah. How's that?
That'll be another 60 calories.
Mm. All the good stuff, it seems. Lots
yes,
of
and
calories.
We're just tasting things, right?
It's just little tastings, yeah.
Right.
All right, the nice thing about helping dish up dessert is you can take a little preview taste. Who among us has not done that? You use a separate spoon, of course. So one heaping tablespoon of candy cane ice cream coming right up. But first, it's mine. It tastes so good, and it's just one tablespoon. How much is that?
70 calories.
For a tablespoon.
Yes.
Oh, man. Judy, I have to stop there because I'm full.
Right.
Can you add up all the calories I just ate in a day's time here, just snacking, little bits and pieces here?
Yeah, just tasting throughout the day was 635 calories.
635?
Right. So that's before you actually sat down and ate any meal. These kind of things, it's very typical during the holiday season because you've got all of these things in front of you. You're either baking or people are bringing things to work or it's just the temptations are there and it sneaks up on us. If you weren't tracking that, would you have had any idea how many extra calories?
No clue. I would have guessed, 100 calories maybe from all of it. Just, yeah, because you don't think from one thing to the other,
Right.
Wow.
And if you continued that throughout the holidays, it's possible that you could gain as much as a pound a week if you continued that throughout the holidays.
A pound a week.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those calories we're talking about, not good calories, a lot of fat and stuff in there.
Right, and it's just adding extra calories to what you normally take that you consume at meals.
So 600-plus calories.
Basically, it's so important to track our calories because that's what's putting the weight on. Of course, we want to try to do our best to make healthy choices, but it's those calories that add the pounds. So on an average, it takes about 3,500 calories above your body's needs to lead to weight gain of a pound.
My goodness.
It doesn't, as you can see, it doesn't take long if you're not thinking about it and tracking it. It doesn't take long, and you're in excess of the calories that you need.
And it really is hard during the holidays because all these extras are things that are sweets or good things like that do pack on those calories. And
Right.
What do we do?
Well, I think one of the most important things, first of all, in the holidays is to be realistic. And it's like, it's going to be difficult to lose weight. So
yeah.
I think if we can focus on maintaining weight. And so to do that, we just need to plan ahead and still plan on enjoying our favorite foods.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's important to track our calories and choose those foods that are not going to put on those extra calories, like fruits and vegetables,
right.
And also to make sure we're getting that exercise in.
Uh-huh, yes.
Because the exercise is what's going to help you burn up the calories, because if you burn, you can burn about 225 calories in an hour of walking at a moderate pace.
So nowhere near my day's intake of extra calories.
Yes, but if we can get in that exercise, that's going to help.
Oh, okay. Is this a reasonable thing to say, I know I'm going to snack during the holidays, so when I sit down to a regular meal, I can portion myself down smaller to adjust to that? Can we do it that way?
Yes, you can definitely do it that way. And again, if you can track your calories, and then you still want to eat. You do, and the other thing is you do not want to skip meals. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to have all of this, so I'm going to skip my meals. Well, when you skip meals, you get hungry and you're going to overeat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an important thing. But control your portions and look at that plate. Use smaller plates. Look at the plate and see how it's divided up, because you want to see at least 2/3 of your plate with fresh fruits and vegetables, low-calorie foods.
Needs to be some color on the plate, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Our guest is Judy West. Judy's Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service here on WIFM. And we're talking about how you can, those calories add up during the winter holidays, especially when you just taste little things here and there at the home or at the office, and how it makes a huge difference and how you can gain weight so easily over the holidays. Judy, are there places to go where you can find out what the calories are on things like the chocolate-covered cherry, for example? I had no idea.
Yes, there's lots of online tools that you can check out. Fitness Pal is just one. Spark People is another. So you can go on and actually plug in the food and check the calorie intake, but also read labels.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be on labels if you have access to the label, but you can definitely have, there's phone applications that you can plug in the food and be able to determine what the calories are. Again, I think it's important that we still need to know that we can enjoy our foods, mm-hmm. just kind of keep track of how much we're putting taking in.
A couple things, too. Don't go ahead and eat like crazy and say, my New Year's resolution is I'll get this weight off, because that's not how it works.
Yes. Interestingly, though, research shows that a lot of times we think that we gain as much as 5 to 8 pounds is commonly believed is what we gain mm-hmm. during the holidays.
Right.
But actually, it's about a pound.
Really?
Yes. But what's interesting, though, is that the National Institutes of Health have found that most people don't lose that pound.
Ah, so
we gain about a pound, but we don't lose that pound.
Uh-huh.
And then that adds up.
Yes, yeah.
Over the years.
Get a few years on you like me and a pound or two here or there.
Yeah,
really adds. Oh, that's another thing not to do. Don't buy a pair of pants that you say, these will fit great when I lose 5 pounds. Because they're going to stay in your closet forever.
Yeah, or get those elasticized pants and say, I'll wear these during the holiday.
Greatest invention ever. Judy, I'm sure people can also contact you at your office if they want any tips or information.
Yes, or any of the extension offices. They will be able to help them out.
And what's your number there in the Wilkes County Center?
Okay, in Wilkes County, it's 651-7330.
Judy West, thank you so much for this information today. I really appreciate it. Thanks for spoiling all my holiday snacks for me.
Well, hopefully it's just going to help you be mindful, Danny.
That is exactly right. That's what it's going to do.
Okay.
Judy, I hope you have a great holiday season. Look forward to talking with you again. Take care.
And you too, Danny. Thank you.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.